quote. Causes 4 and 5, love and compassion. Think, why should these mother beings bereft of happiness not have happiness? May they be happy. May I in every way contribute to their happiness. Also, why should the mother beings who are aching with misery not be separated from misery? May they be separated from it. May I contribute to their being separated from it. End of quote. How can we repay the kindness of sentient beings? Through showing them immaculate love and compassion. Immaculate love is the thought, may they have happiness and its causes. Compassion is the thought, may they be free of suffering and its causes. In that to obtain happiness and to avoid suffering are the two most primordial instincts, love and compassion are the supreme gifts. What does it mean to give happiness? What does it mean to remove suffering? Of course, we can help materially in small ways, but this will provide only short and superficial benefits. All beings have had every happiness, pleasure, and power that exists in samsara, for their previous lives are countless. Yet these have proved to be more deceptive than beneficial to them. In order for the beings to have lasting happiness, they require its causes. They must be inspired in goodness and wisdom. Similarly, the causes of suffering reflects the thought, not only must beings be freed from the specific states of suffering, but in order to gain lasting freedom from suffering, they must be inspired to purify their mind streams of negative karmic instincts. And to counteract the force of delusion, they must cultivate profound wisdom. The problem is one of negative karma and delusion. The only way they can gain lasting happiness and freedom from suffering is by overcoming these two negative forces within themselves and by generating their opposites. Until they do so, suffering and more suffering will remain the nature of their future.